Good morning, everybody, and welcome into the St. John's County Show, The Ton of the Morning. Hope you're having a great day. It's going to be a good day on our end, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's going to be the best day ever. I love it. Woo! I'm so happy about today.
Right. That was a little over the top.
No, we got an extra album at 2 a.m. I'm so pumped.
Oh, that's right, T.
You have no idea. 15 extra songs that we had no idea about. It's such a blessing.
Oh, she didn't tell you?
No.
Surprise.
So we're not going to talk about Taylor Swift.
Okay.
Maybe we
You're not.
In the chops. Right, yeah.
Everybody else is.
Drink your juice, Shelby.
We've got St. John's County making a recognition for May. We'll tell you who is the city in Florida that leaves behind the most stuff in their Ubers.
Oh, okay. Like other, like, things that you maybe like, yeah, a purse
stuff.
Or a
phones
hat.
Purse, yeah.
Okay, forgetful people. Okay,
vomit.
Ooh,
I don't think that's part
need
of
to
it.
Go there.
Yeah, all right. Well, maybe it's well, a fake one kind from Spencer's or something.
It's something that was yours that you left behind in the Uber. I mean,
my dignity.
So yeah, we'll talk about that. We have got Ponte Vedra condo residents
pissed.
Right? Very much so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm ready for that talk.
Not happy with their homeowners association.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of legal fees.
The quote is, they sue me, I'm going to sue them till the Stone Age and back. Whoa, that's the quote?
Wow. Mm. To the Stone Age and back.
Yeah.
All the way back.
With neck rolls and everything.
Neck rolls.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll talk about neck rolls in a little while. And a whole lot more. We will get to that shortly after I tell you about Bozard Ford Lincoln. 76 years here in St. John's County. Beautiful facility out there. If you haven't been out there, you got to check it out. They're always expanding. They're always making the experience better for you. Tons of new and pre-owned vehicles out there on the lot, ready for you to test drive. Like I said, I'm a test driver. I like to test drive, but some people don't. They want it. You want the most convenient route possible, and a lot of times for a lot of people that's online. Mm-hmm. And you can do all your shopping right there online too. They'll even deliver your new vehicle out there to your house, which is pretty cool. At Bozard Ford Lincoln, your family is their family, and they are driven to inspire. Also, shout out to our friends at Fidus Roofing, Great Expectations Realty and Auction, Chiba Hut Toasted Subs, St. Augie's Pizza, BHF Insurance, Elace Med Spa, Griffin Service, Chris Lucero Bail Bonds, and BNS Signs. We'll talk about soon. First, officially, good morning, Troy, Davey, Clay. What's up, guys?
Hey, happy Friday.
Weekend! Here we are. Yeah. Yes.
This week went by fast for me. I don't know about you guys.
Not me. Took a year, but it's okay.
It clipped along. It did.
Yeah. What? Why was it so long for you, sir?
I don't know.
You just wanted to be grumpy in this moment?
No, it was a long week. I don't know why it was a long week. Sometimes I do just want to be grumpy for the sake of being grumpy.
Okay.
It's a comfort. It's
It is.
It's his go-to.
Yes, it is.
It is.
Some people have a teddy bear. He has grumpiness.
Right, yes.
Well, I damn sure don't have a teddy bear.
No one's, we know that's a trial.
You have a wolf or a coyote, sorry.
I do have a coyote.
Coyote, yeah.
I do have a bona fide coyote. Yeah.
Cleared that up this week.
Clay, how are you behind the glass?
I'm doing pretty good. How about you?
You know.
Are we already heard about that?
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
It's dark and dangerous. Don't go there again.
Yeah, Simba. Question of the day.
All right, question of the day. You can change one item in your life to where it's always $1.
Oh, right? We're going with this one. Okay.
It's always $1, but it's only $1 to you. Everyone else has to pay regular price.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh. Okay. Everybody else has to pay regular price.
Everybody else is just but you.
It's $1. Every time you go there, it's like, it's a dollar, Mr. Blevins.
Okay.
Are we excluding anything?
We were going to exclude gas.
Because everybody's going to say gas.
But I thought everybody would say gas. But I, Davey came up with a great answer, and then I came up with 12 after that.
See?
That
were okay.
Much better answer than gas.
Okay.
So you're going to use those?
Yeah.
You can't answer the Spice Channel. That doesn't exist anymore.
It doesn't.
Really?
Remember when we were kids and you were trying to like look through the lines?
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah, man. Yeah.
And Kelly asked if I've already gotten gas because that means gas prices are going down. I got gas yesterday afternoon.
Same.
So Gas price should go down because that's the pattern. Every time I get gas, it goes down.
Right. I saw the gate went down 10 cents.
It already went down 10 cents. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Golly.
Why does that always happen to me?
It's like $5.
I don't get it.
I would recommend people get it today. It is going to go up.
Because I'll need gas soon.
As soon as I need gas,
it's going to be at the highest point.
True.
Okay, right. That's an interesting question, huh? I am going to say
$1.
Steaks.
Steaks. That's a great answer, actually.
Great for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
Steaks. For a dollar.
Mm.
Yeah, man.
I'm going my mortgage. That's
yeah,
it.
That's a great answer.
Love that answer.
I would have stolen your answer, but I didn't want to steal your thunder. That's the best answer.
Please, no. I've got more thunder in this. Yeah.
Clay, what do you think?
I don't know.
Wow. Okay.
Go first, Troy.
Yeah. Well, Rebecca already answered for me, which really makes me feel good that her answer is the same as mine.
Okay.
And it's airline tickets.
I do
like to travel.
It's annoying. Those prices are annoying.
They add on. Just make it a buck. Okay. There you go.
Gotta play.
Here's 10 bucks. I'm paid.
Just
up.
Make it a buck. Then you'll get the Greyhound crowd you're flying with.
First class.
Give me the OTD. Out the door price. Yeah,
but I mean, I'm happy my girlfriend had the exact same answer as me. That makes me feel good.
There you go. Yeah.
All right, I'm going to go speakers.
Speakers.
Yeah,
a lot of speakers. System,
yeah.
Okay.
A specific kind of speaker? Everybody write this down.
Yeah, like one of those big, like, multi-million-dollar line array systems.
What was it?
The line arrays that are at concerts.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Those are hard to carry around in your trailer.
Saving up.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah. I don't think those fit in your trailer, Clay.
No, I'm gonna need a couple semis too.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right.
I can just sell a couple speakers to buy those.
Okay.
Mm. You get those for the buck too. A couple extra.
Wow.
Semis.
Yeah. Clay gets a lot of add-ons.
Any audio visual related production equipment.
Yeah. Okay.
A lot of fine print on that answer. Okay.
So, all right, that covers a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with you because I get that stuff for the studio a lot too. So I'll go with that. Everybody had better answers.
I'm good with every single answer that was given.
I'll accept
any of those for a buck.
I hate those kinds of questions because then it almost gets my hopes up. Like, so there's a chance that steaks will be a dollar? No, there's not.
No.
It's just a hypothetical question. All right. Can't wait to see everybody's answers there. It's like waiting to see if you won the lottery.
Yeah.
Gosh, you're planning what you're going to do with the money.
Yeah.
I do it every single lottery drawing. I was like, okay, I'm going to look at planes.
Right. Are you a lump summer? Or what would you do?
I'm a lump summer.
Right.
100%.
Yeah. Lump summer.
Get the taxes out of the way. And
right.
A lump summer, like he wins all the time.
Yeah.
Well, I'm one of the lump summers.
I pick up my accountant on the way to Tallahassee. You know,
okay,
I'm good. You
go. Great Expectations has a plane for auction. Just FYI.
Yeah, I saw that one. Yeah, I've been there, done that one.
Yeah.
Rebecca sent me that too.
Nope.
Been there, done that.
Not doing that one.
Had my own plane.
Maybe
before.
If it was a dollar,
he said jet.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. We now go back to Troy for our quick check of the weather, Troy.
Day!
Quick check of the weather. Perfect quick check of the weather brought to you by Great Expectations Realty and Auction. They can sell your home, your business, and everything in it, and your plane. Check them out at geauction.com, gerealty.us. We take it to Clay Blasser in the booth for the traffic report. Clay.
I'm muted? Okay. Yeah, so we're just going to do a time lapse today. You know, I figure 95 was looking boring anyway.
Okay. I heard there was a lot of mess on 95 this morning.
Oh, whoops.
Clay didn't actually check. He just said
I looked at one camera. And I
now, yeah, somebody sent me something this morning through the app about accidents on 95.
All right, well,
there was one down by 206. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was diverting traffic to US-1. Sorry, Clay.
Okay.
I will check that and do an update if I have to.
Okay.
But yeah, we're going through downtown. You know, first day of the weekend. Going to be busy, but it's not bad now. So there's still a spot for you.
One spot.
So come on down.
Okay. We're all enthusiastic about going downtown.
All right. Bobby just put some in the comments, and I need to know whether or not this is true. If anybody else has any more details, he said the bus for the museum contingents caught on fire on I-10. Everybody okay? Possibly what? Caused by a blown tire. So if anybody has any information on that, please
you're the one who knows all the county commissioners.
Yeah, yeah. I thought these were your team.
Yeah, I'll text them.
Okay.
Oh, right now. Wow.
I-10 cam.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can find an I-10 cam.
It was
caught on fire.
News 4 Jax was reporting on it.
Kelly, wow.
So, okay.
Right, we'll look into that.
No bueno.
That's maybe that helps our chances.
Yeah, sympathy
votes.
Right. Four men and women caught on fire trying to get down.
Sympathy votes.
What kind of buses are we using
to get? Yeah. I forgot to ask my snacks question.
Wow. That's scary. I forgot to ask your snacks. You could have.
I know. It was just not the right timing. It just, it's okay. We were flowing and going.
Well, now it's s'mores.
Well, maybe it was. And that's what caught on fire. I'm checking.
Yeah. Wow. No. So
while you guys check, I'll remind everybody that Elace Med Spa brings that traffic report to us. If you have smoke damage on your skin.
Could be.
Yeah, you need to get down to Elace Med Spa. Their unmatched expertise and luxurious ambience sets them apart and in a league of their own. Because you have high standards, they have high standards. Mm-hmm. It's beauty on your terms. It is Elace Med Spa. Go to elace.com. Wow. Yeah, we're looking to we're hoping to confirm that.
Yeah, it's all
especially
over
that everybody's sure. Okay. That's wild. That's why.
Checking it and texting.
Yeah. So again,
one word.
I'm getting hold of the people that I know that are on the bus.
Right. That's good.
Yeah. It says Baker County.
Baker County?
Was that where it happened, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. This is how we handle breaking news.
This is how we handle breaking news, right?
Everybody just gets on their cell phones and all right.
I can fit 6 people and get them to Tallahassee. We need that museum.
Right. Okay. We need that
Troy
museum.
To the rescue.
I'll go get them. I got a full tank of gas.
Let's go.
I would say let's throw them in the 904 van, but I don't know if I trust that to go all the way to Tallahassee. It also doesn't have air conditioning, but it does have good seating.
It says no one was injured.
Okay.
Good. Thank God.
Yeah.
Good. That's very good to hear. Glad to hear everybody's okay. The condo residents out in a Ponte Vedra condominium complex are not okay.
No.
They're saying the HOA is targeting them with thousands in legal fees. So I'm glad I don't have an HOA.
Wait until you get into this story, though. It's very interesting.
Okay. Yeah, this is a long story.
Yeah.
Residents of the Beleza.
Yeah.
Sounds like I'm saying that right.
Beleza.
At Ponte Vedra, didn't say that right.
Vedra.
Ponte Vedra.
Yeah.
Different kind of area.
We're off to a great start. Their condominium complex have raised concerns about the authority of their homeowners association to impose substantial legal fees. 5 residents reported the fees have accumulated over a year, tracking back to a project approved by the condo's board of directors in 2020. The project involved converting the women's bathroom in the clubhouse into a staff-only bathroom.
Mm-mm.
This was due to the time we shall not mention.
True.
The thing that happened in 2020.
So we had to isolate some people.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Residents like John Duffy.
Oh, pissed.
Pissed. Voiced dissatisfaction.
Mm.
Stating that women living in the complex were denied access to a dedicated bathroom.
They said, use the bushes in the back.
Yeah, that's a problem.
Yeah, that's a problem.
The project initially approved without the required permit. How are you going to charge for people who you didn't even get a permit to do the work for?
Mm-hmm.
Led Duffy to escalate the issue to St. John's County's administration. The county's building department confirmed the lack of proper permitting. Following this, residents filed a complaint with the Florida Department of Business and Professional Regulation.
So they just filed a complaint. They're just filing.
Well, this was in July of 2022, I guess, that they first filed that, despite the DBPR's decision not to prosecute the board due to insufficient evidence. The condo's board announced its intention to collect legal fees from the 5 complainants.
But the case hasn't even started yet. How are they going to collect those fees up front? That's weird.
Well, they probably still had to pay lawyers to get involved, I would imagine. However,
show us the receipts, Becky.
I don't think you can. Maybe you can, but that seems like a stretch to charge the people who brought legal complaints against you exercising their rights within the law.
All they are is asking a question, right, and they have to, quote, file a complaint.
Right.
Because they're not giving answers, so that's what they have to do. They have to do an investigation to see.
But residents, this seems very sketchy by this condo complex.
Yeah.
I mean, if you did something wrong and they're trying to take you to court, you got to eat that, man, especially if you're building with no permits. Brent Seaman. Stop.
Sorry, but that's his name.
Just made the whole story funny.
Brent, dang it. Can't you be Smith?
expressed dismay at being charged legal fees. I wouldn't pay it. For raising questions. Florida law stipulates that condominium associations must win a case in court to collect such fees. Okay, boom, it's over. You can't do it.
Right.
Turn around, scumbag. However, Beleza began collecting fees without legal action, prompting criticism from consumer protection attorneys. This is sketchy, man.
Mm-hmm.
This Beleza condominium complex is doing legitimately everything wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, they should not be charged for this. Only, they should get total reimbursement.
They're saying that there's had to pay it. There's inaccurate factual statements and serious false accusations are being made against the condo complex. And that's basically the only leg they're standing on with their lawsuit.
Well, you still have to win a case in court.
True.
You got to win it in court, apparently,
right,
according to Florida law. Residents facing fees fear potential property liens if payments are not made, risking the loss of their I'd sue the crap out of this place if that
right.
happens.
Back I mean, to the Stone you got Age.
A big case if that happens.
Yeah.
You really legitimately do.
Seaman is pissed.
All right, I have breaking news.
Okay.
Breaking news. Everybody is okay.
Okay.
Baker County Sheriff's Department picked people up off of I-10, got them to breakfast. Bozard Ford came to the rescue.
Oh! Really?
And got vans to them, or on the way to them right now, and then they're going to get them the rest of the way.
That's awesome.
Commissioner Whitehurst is the one who's reporting. He did drive separately from them.
Oh,
because
wow.
he didn't want to take a space on the van, but he's the one who's given me all the reports. And just he says, fire rescue, Baker County and the Sheriff Department of Baker County also deserve a big thumbs up, getting there quickly and getting the people off the highway into a safe place. And Bozard came to the rescue.
How cool is that, you guys?
Awesome.
And thank you, Commissioner, for the update. So,
yeah. Wow. That's great.
Yeah, you guys do well. I know it's been an adventure this morning, but get over there and do well.
How long do they have to get there? When do the...
I don't know. It usually takes about 3 hours. Baker County is probably an hour and
change
away from us here, so it's less than 2 hours away.
Yeah.
So I don't know what time their thing is, but...
Right. So. That's what I'm wondering.
I'm sure they'll get some lead way with this one.
I would hope so.
Yeah.
I hope so. Yeah. Wow. Scary situation. So, was there a fire? Was it a fire?
Yeah. It was evidently a blown tire, and then a spark happened, and it kind of created a small fire.
Wow.
Any foul play or no? We're thinking just accident.
I think it was just an accident.
Just saying, we're against a couple other people. Okay. I've seen that movie before.
Well, glad to report that everybody's okay.
Yeah, everybody's
situation.
Safe. Yeah.
Jeez. And it could have led to an even bigger accident. True. I mean, a bus tire falling off on the interstate?
It was a blowout is what they made it sound
that
like.
That could have been really bad. Could have been really, really bad. So glad to hear everybody's okay.
Yeah.
News stations have reached out to Beleza for comments. The association declined to respond directly. Their attorney issued a statement refuting alleged inaccuracies and false accusations. However, specifics regarding these claims remain unclear.
So, Troy, can you teach me a little bit about liens? Can they really do that? Can they put a lien against your property? HOA can do that?
Yeah, HOAs, if you don't pay your HOA fees or dues or special assessments, and what the lien does is the lien doesn't go into effect until you try and sell your house.
Right.
So you don't have to pay anything.
Okay.
But when you sell your house, you have to repay that debt.
Oh, so don't say.
It comes out of to get your estoppel statement, which is a free statement, you have to pay that lien down before you're able to sell the house.
Allegedly.
So, yeah. So
my mom had a lien on some really crappy landlords at one point. Got a judgment, got a lien. They sold their house, never paid her.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. So
does it screw up your credit or anything like that?
It's a blip against it, but it's not really.
A blip is a blip, though.
You know, but I mean, liens happen a lot on construction. You know, you have to do what's called a notice of commencement if you're in construction, and that notice of commencement allows all subs to put lien on the property that they're working on because there's so many people that hire contractors and then go, I'm not going to pay them. You can't legally do that, you know, as long as it was done legally with the lien, with the notice of commencement, and then they can properly lien your house.
Wow.
Okay. All right. Well,
no, homestead and Melissa, homestead exemptions do not prevent liens.
Okay. Thanks for clearing that up. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, if it were me, I'm just saying I'm not paying these guys and they can take me to court and they can try to get a lien, but I'm going to sue the crap out of them because they unjustly put a lien on my house. They went against the law to put a lien on the house.
Yeah. And you can,
from what we're reading here,
you can fight against the liens, but it usually costs you money. I mean, and
well, these people have money. They live where they live, I'm sure.
Well, you know, or they're in debt.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
There's probably more people in debt in Ponte Vedra than people that have money.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, people that want to live like they're Ponte Vedra people.
Mm-hmm.
So, and these are people. These people are living in apartments.
Yeah. Okay. So it's like a condo. Okay.
Yeah. So this isn't. They're living there for the address a lot of times, so, or the convenience, the beach. Their workspace. So,
I mean, if it's Florida law that you can't do that until there's a court decision, then that's Florida law,
and right.
The homeowners association doesn't have a leg to stand on.
Overstepping.
If I were them, I would back off immediately before they do get sued.
Yeah, usually they place the lien, and then the lien can be removed, and then they kind of clean it out. So, and that's why you always should use, whenever you're buying or selling a house, you should use a reputable title company to make sure that everything on there is clean.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. Good advice. Thank you, Troy. An unfortunate story here. Body found in a Palatka Creek. Identified as a woman from Hastings.
Oh, no.
Putnam County Sheriff's Office identified the body found in a creek as Palatka as Rose Dyer, 78 years old. She was a resident of Hastings. Her body was discovered on Monday morning in a rural area of Putnam County. Medical examiner's office identified Dyer through a serial number on her pacemaker. The cause and manner of her death remain undetermined. According to the sheriff's office, Dyer, who had diminished mental capacity due to dementia, that's sad, was last seen by a close friend on April 9th. She was known to wander occasionally, but was not reported missing at the time of her death. PCSO, seeking information about Dyer's activities from the time that she was last seen until her body was found. Anyone with information is urged to contact Detective Theed at 386-329-0800. Yeah, very sad. So it seems like it could have had, you know, they're not mentioning any indications of foul play or anything like that. So it may have just been a situation where she did wander off into an area she wasn't familiar with. Obviously, with mental issues, that can be a lot of places. That can be places you know well and you're just not familiar with, and something happens. So this is very sad to have to report. And, of course, our hearts are with Miss Dyer's family this morning. Yeah. All right, it's Gas Buddy Gas Report time. Tell us in the comments where you are seeing the best prices for gas. It's going to be helpful. I would advise gassing up today because war just broke out overseas.
Yeah, I know.
Israel and Iran are literally firing missiles at each other.
With the drones.
Yeah, the drones. And then Israel fired back last night. Mm-hmm. They said they weren't going to until over Passover, but they snuck attack. Did a little sneak attack out there in Iran. Hit a bunch of areas in Iran last night. and Syria and a couple other spots.
I ran Poke the Bear last week, and, you know, luckily Israel was prepared for some of those attacks and kind of minimized it. But I don't think Iran was prepared for what Israel hit them with.
Just scary for all of the innocent people all over the world. Just not cool.
Owens at 780 South Ponce at 342 this morning. Your Sunoco at 2199 North Ponce, 345. The Shell at 146 King Street went to 349. The Shell at 216 Ponce de Leon Boulevard, 349 as well. The Shell at 2350 North Ponce, 349. Sitco at 1099 South Ponce, 350. That's their cash price.
Mm.
Mobile and Circle K, 800 South Ponce at 359. The Gate at 367. And same with Ashman out there on the island, 367 at A1A Discount Beverage. Yeah, gas price, the price per barrel was already going up last night.
So. Really?
Oh, yeah. Yep. That gas report comes to us from Chris Lucero, Bail Bonds. If you are in trouble with the law, you got to spend some time out there at the Hardwick Hotel. Well, give Chris Lucero a call. He's going to get you out of jail. Plain and simple, he's available 24/7 for you to provide fast and reliable bail services. Give him a call, 904-822-BAIL, 904-822-2245. It's Friday, so we got to... This is not the longest list of Friday musicians I've ever seen.
Oh, wow.
Don't take up two pages.
Yeah. Huh, interesting. Yeah.
Page and three quarters?
Yeah, just about. Eric Groves is going to be at the Milltop Tavern at 1 o'clock.
Mm.
We got one of our favorite serial killers is back, Gary Douglas Campbell.
Oh.
At the cellar upstairs at 1. Mike Cook.
Short list. Sorry.
Mike Cook at the Backyard Island Cafe at Meehan's at 1. Chase Foraker, Pierre's Pub at 1 o'clock. Josh Tennessee Worthy at the Milltop at 4:30. Contact Buzz at Oasis at 5. Mark Hart, Tradewinds, 5 o'clock. The House Cats at Marina Munch at 5. Trevor Compton at OC White's at 5:30. Josh Tennessee Worthy. Back again at DJ's Clam Shack at 6 o'clock. Sam Pacetti at Krabby's at 6. Caleb Joy at the Cellar upstairs at 6. Walt Kulwicki, the Oasis at 6 o'clock. Jesse Cruz, Mellow Mushroom at 6. Fawn Kaiser, the Golf Club at Southampton, 6 o'clock.
Mm.
Craig Hand, Hurricane Patty's at 6. Claire Vandeveer, the Guy Harvey Resort at 6 o'clock. Greg Johnson, Salt Life, 6 o'clock. Billy Strings at the Amp.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a big one.
That's a good one. Going tomorrow night.
I love that one.
I'm going tomorrow night.
Okay.
Excited about it.
6:30 tonight, and then tomorrow night, I guess, too.
Is it just two nights or is it three?
I think it's three.
I think it's three.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It's Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
And it's 4:20 tomorrow, so it's going to be a green machine
it's
all weekend.
Smell great in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why we're
skunky.
That's why we're camping at the Elks Lodge.
That's
nice. Under the stars.
Mm. Yeah. Art's an RV.
Okay. Okay.
Dyer Davis at the Colonial Oak at 7 o'clock. Billy Prine at the Ponte Vedra Concert Hall at 8. Mm-hmm. Kyra Livingston.
Oh, I love Kyra.
Meehan's at 8 o'clock.
Lovely human being.
Yeah. The Straight Up Band. She is one of the nicest people ever.
Ever.
I don't know. Purposely be getting her name wrong.
I don't
every
know
time
why you guys
up.
Say her name wrong.
Kyra.
Okay. The Straight Up Band at A1AL works at 8 o'clock.
That's what you want to call her.
Vic is Gray at Tradewinds at 9. And Cholula, Prohibition Kitchen.
Yeah, that's a good music night in St. Augustine.
Actually, yeah those are all solid.
You know,
yeah.
I mean, just the last four you named are just great local talent.
Yeah.
You know,
no matter where you go.
You got Craig Hand and Sam. I mean, like all the really strong locals are playing tonight somewhere.
Yeah.
Clay, when's that after party, or the UE Strings one? When is that?
That's Saturday, 4:20.
Cool. That's at the Milano Room. Yeah, that's a fun one.
Oh, yeah.
Tickets are still available, so.
Nice.
Oh, all right. Great, man. Your home's comfort is their top priority at Griffin Service, who brings us that mic check. They specialize in AC plumbing and electrical services, plus unique offerings like standby generators, water softeners, and they do gas work. You will experience fast, friendly, and affordable service, just like the rest of us here in this studio, 7 days a week. Give them a call at 904-500-2653 or visit griffinservice.com and see the griffins. All right, what's our Florida Man Friday story?
Oh, I can't wait.
Florida Man did something in a DeLand hotel.
Oh, no. Oh, boy.
Blake.
Oh, boy.
I know this was you, son.
Did something pretty extreme in a DeLand hotel. You can only imagine when the words Florida man, and DeLand, and hotel.
An extreme. Hotel. Yeah.
Don't be a family member. Don't be a family member.
That's what Trey always hopes against, is that it's a family member. Okay. Sometimes it turns out to be a family member.
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah.
Good luck. Here we go. Not sweating. You're sweating.
No, you're sweating.
Well, you won't be sweating if you got a quality roof over your head. And that's what Fidus Roofing does. They provide quality roofs for our friends and neighbors here in St. Johns County. They can do the same for you. Take advantage of a free roof inspection. Get them up there on your roof. Make sure there's no damages. Make sure there's nothing they need to clean up or patch up. Because you don't know. You never go on your roof. You don't. And they do. Local company for 15 years. And all their employees live right here in St. Johns County. Give them a call, 904-355-ROOF.
You know, they do pavers this way.
Oh, and gutters.
This is Jacob.
Wow.
Change it up, energy surge.
I could have topped that,
but, I mean, Davey's feeling it today. I didn't want to steal it from him.
Give him the spotlight, give him the shine.
The thunder.
All right. A good MJ impression.
Oh, yeah.
Here's my MJ impression.
Go ahead.
Woo! He's dead. You don't make any
noise. Oh, that was cool. Propofol joke. Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Florida man pepper sprayed DeLand Hotel hallway because of noise that would not let him sleep.
Sounds right.
Daniel Young. Any relation, Troy?
Nope.
Oh.
Nope.
He's a charter bus driver from Hollywood.
He's not from DeLand. Yes. Here's a story.
Hollywood, hopefully just outside of Miami, right?
Hopefully he wasn't the bus. Yeah, hopefully he wasn't the guy driving the bus here.
Today's bus driver.
Yeah. He was arrested after pepper spraying a hotel hallway.
What?
Leading to the evacuation of over 100 guests. He just walked down the hall spraying this like it's Febreze or something?
That was a dumb move.
Yeah, that's just mean.
Young complained about noise from an upstairs room at the Holiday Inn on Fenway Drive in South DeLand. The incident occurred last Friday evening, resulting in guests experiencing respiratory issues and one person being hospitalized. Yeah, the pepper spray is no joke.
Yes, it is no joke.
Young was charged with criminal mischief and possession of a weapon as a convicted felon.
Really?
Yeah. No, the stuff does damage, man. I'm telling you. You ever have that in your eyes?
No.
It's awful.
Yes. Yes.
Awful. You got to put milk in there. It's awful.
I remember my mom used to carry a thing of pepper spray, as a lot of women did in the 90s.
Yeah, you know? My mom too.
And I remember she asked me to get something out of her purse, which I don't remember. And I go in there, and I my hand came across the pepper spray.
Mm-hmm.
And didn't realize I got some of it on my hand, and later in the day rubbed my eye. For like an hour it hurt, man. It was rough.
I've done that a couple times, just with the dattle peppers or the peppers I work with.
Oh yeah.
Like when I'm cooking and I'm just like, oh no. And as soon as you do it, you know immediately. Like,
oh yeah.
I just
yeah.
Like it's immediately where your face just goes, I just up big time.
Yeah. It's so painful.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't pinch and roll after that when you gotta wash your hands.
No. Ooh. Wash your hands before you
go. Mufasa.
Say it again.
Mufasa. So Holiday Inn, do they have mirrored ceilings there? What's the probably.
Okay. It's DeLand.
Yeah. Definitely.
No, that's too much work.
It's a feature.
DeLand Fire Department discovered pepper spray near the elevators on the second floor. Surveillance footage showed Young wearing a Florida Tours Company shirt, spraying the chemical in the hallway. Just did this the worst possible way you could.
He's fired.
He admitted to the ad. Oh, definitely. He hoped it would stop the noise from the upstairs room. Instead, it just created screaming from a whole floor.
Yeah. We better be quiet now. There's pepper spray out there.
Right. That's not how this works. Police found him in his charter bus in the hotel parking lot. He was going out to the bus anyway.
Mm-hmm.
What a psycho. Young threw the pepper spray canister behind the hotel.
Oh, geez.
It was found. He was released after spending 2 days in jail.
Anger management. Sounds like that's going to be needed on that sentence.
Yeah.
Wow.
Jeez. So there you go.
Hollywood, not bringing their best.
No, they're not. But you don't have to bring your best to DeLand. Moving on.
The best moved out.
This guy. All right. Florida residents. They say we leave the most items behind in Ubers.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Ubers. Just a general statement like that? All Florida residents? Or?
Well, we've got some cities that top the list.
Okay.
We've got some items that are left behind the most. Surprisingly, vape is not where I thought it would be.
Oh, really?
I was thinking, pepper spray? I was thinking cell phones.
Cell phones, yeah. Let me see.
Iguana?
Iguana. Nobody. Well, phones is up there on the list. Uber's 8th annual Lost and Found Index sheds light on the surprising array of items forgotten in vehicles over the past year. The Uber vehicles, of course.
Mm-hmm.
From the commonplace sunglasses to hats and more peculiar items like hot sauce, breathalyzers, and even pet turtles.
Pet turtles. So there was a pet in there somewhere.
Turtle.
That's so weird.
You're not turtly enough for the... Never mind. Top 10 items forgotten in Florida in Ubers. Number 10, vapes.
Okay, yeah.
I figured it would be higher. I had it in the top five.
Yeah, me too.
Thing is like a brick.
Nine.
Knives?
Laptop.
Oh.
No, not
laptop.
Knives.
Okay, wow. Laptop.
Who brings their laptop? I guess if you're in bigger cities and you're doing work and you're taking Ubers to work.
From the airport.
Right, from the airport. What? Number eight is a tablet or a book.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Number seven is a camera. Who has a standalone camera?
Who is that person? Mm. Yeah.
Maybe a video camera?
I don't know.
Number six is the phone.
Okay.
Number five is jewelry. Okay. Number four is your wallet. Number three, headphones. Those AirPods, pretty easy to lose.
Could be a motion, yeah.
Number two, luggage. And the most left thing in items in children. Ubers in...
Children.
It's not children. Okay. Thank God it's not children.
Okay. All right.
It's clothing. Clothing.
Whoa. Okay.
What are they doing in there?
Maybe
how's
get off
their Uber rating?
Get off the flight. Took the sweater off. Maybe I don't know.
I've heard of those videos. But...
Is that taxi cab confession?
Yeah. There you go. All right.
Remember that show? That was a good show.
That was a good show.
Most forgetful cities.
Okay.
Well, the most forgetful city in Florida is apparently
Orlando.
No, they're number six on this list. Miami is number one.
Yeah,
I can see that.
City.
Yeah.
Doing a lot of things down there.
Very carefree.
I can see them leave. I can see them leaving clothing.
Right.
Yeah.
And blaming the Uber.
Or children.
Yeah.
Oh, we've got a most unique items left in the Uber's list. You guys want to hear the
Uber? Yeah. What are the top three in Florida? You said Miami was number one. Who was two and three?
This was actually a list of all cities.
All the U.S. Okay. So
that.
We had two.
But yeah.
We had two in the top ten.
We've actually got three. Tampa Bay's in there at number eight as well.
Wow. Florida's really forgetful.
Yeah.
Well.
There's 50 states and we had three in the top ten.
Yeah.
It starts with an F.
We're Florida. Yeah. Now, Texas had a bunch too. Texas has Dallas and Houston and Austin.
Really?
We've got three as well. Yeah.
Austin.
Okay. Yeah. People are having fun in those two states.
Yeah.
Yes, they are. And lots of people in those states. Mm-hmm. Let's see. A small rat skeleton prop was left in an Uber.
Hmm.
A personalized blanket with a picture of a person and their dog.
Aww.
Yeah, that's kind of sad that they lost
found
that.
The home, but yeah.
Oh, here's a rough one. This is one you don't want spilling in the back of your Uber because you didn't know it was there. A jar of oysters.
Oh, gross.
Yeah. How about a tray of meat pie?
Is that where I left it?
Yeah.
Where's my meat pie, Mom?
Yeah. Someone left a Beyonce fold-up fan in an Uber.
Oh, is that still available?
I guess that's unique because nobody leaves.
I was going to say
Beyonce
that.
Things behind.
That was left on purpose.
Maybe it was. Yeah.
Slam.
Yeah. Oh, here's one that would freak me out: two containers filled with spiders.
That's awful. Why are you traveling with that?
I would leave that behind too.
That's horrible.
Hot sauce and a breathalyzer, I guess both at the same time. And the most unique item they say ever left in an Uber this year was a frontal hair toupee.
Frontal hair?
Frontal hair toupee.
Yeah, my meat pie and my toupee.
Yeah. Ooh, toupee. They still make those?
Yeah, I guess so.
I guess so.
Yeah. So there you go. We are forgetful. And we are awful with Ubers.
And hairless.
Yeah. And a lot of, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you guys know what meat pies are? Like
I don't think I've ever had a meat pie.
Caribbean meat pies, they're like a breakfast meal. Okay. And like in a pastry, it's a meat pie inside of it, like a pastry. They're really good.
Oh, in Spanish we say empanada.
Yeah. No, it's not an empanada. It's empanadas are kind of shaped a little funkier, yeah, and crispier.
You got a crescent shape to it.
Yeah, these are a little flakier. They're very common in the Caribbean.
Really?
Okay. Yeah.
Hmm.
All right.
Meat pie. Interesting.
Yeah. Meat pie. Yeah. It doesn't sound appetizing.
All different. No, but they're yummy for breakfast.
Okay.
You can just kind of hold it. It's like an upgrade on a Hot Pocket.
Okay. Oh, interesting. Okay.
All right. There you go. Very nice.
Delicious.
I wouldn't want to leave it in an Uber.
No.
Especially next to my toupee.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Oof. All right.
Mm.
St. Johns County recognizing May 2024 as Mental Health Awareness Month.
Oh, okay.
Yep. At the April 16th Board of County Commission meeting, they declared May 2024 as Mental Health Awareness Month. The proclamation received by representatives from Patients Not Prisoners.
Oh, yeah, we talked to them. Nice. Lisa mm-hmm. Telefiaro, yeah. Yeah.
Underscored the critical role mental health plays in individuals' overall well-being, spanning cognition, relationships, productivity, and adaptability to change. It emphasized the long-lasting effects of neglecting mental health, particularly in youth, which can persist into adulthood. Mental Health Awareness Month aims to cultivate greater empathy towards incarcerated individuals grappling with mental health illnesses, advocating for a shift towards restorative rather than punitive approaches to treatment.
Mm.
The initiative seeks to combat the stigma and offer essential support to those in need. I just realized I didn't have any caffeine this morning, which is what I'm blaming on being a horrible reader this morning.
Your focus is not there.
No, it's not there. So that's good by the county commission.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great to hear about Patients Not Prisoners, too. That's an incredible program.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I was there Tuesday morning, and they that proclamation, and that's part of the reason I did the show I did last night was about mental health.
Yeah.
Is because I was there for that proclamation. I was like, you know what we need to do?
It's a great show.
A lot of people don't realize how many people suffer from mental health issues that were a tremendous part of our history. Abraham Lincoln, Martin Luther King, I mean, just some good and bad on either side that just struggle.
I wonder why mental illness was swept under the rug for so long like that. You know what I mean? Like, now we talk about it. Now it's like, you know, not saying celebrated, but at least it's a conversation.
It's accepted as before it wasn't, you know, if you had polio, that was a disease.
Right.
Mm-hmm. If you had any mental illness, you just got pushed away and thrown away. I mean, they threw you away from society.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we've done a better job of how to control and medicate and understand, you know, sometimes that's just not the person you love in front of you. They're struggling with something. So you got to figure it out. So, the show last night, I was really proud of our show last night.
It was good.
I think we touched on a lot of things on the mental health side.
Mm-hmm.
So cool. So yeah, Winston Churchill actually named his depression Black Dog,
and
he talked about it. He wrote about it, and you know he had depression all through World War II and throughout his life.
Which is the secret track on Tortured Poets Department. Just letting you know.
Is it really?
Yes, the Black Dog is on there.
Oh wow! I didn't know that. I did not know that.
Very good.
We did get in a tie into Taylor Swift today.
Of course.
All right. Hey, got to give a shout out to Rick, who we had in studio a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, man.
The movie Forever Quiet coming out May 1st.
Okay.
May 1st, not that far away. And you can go to Eventbrite, find that link, and get your tickets. And I will see you there. I'll definitely be out there.
It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, man. It's going to be a great, great showing.
Yeah.
All right, Troy, how do you want to check the comments?
I am going to just funkily find my way through the findings of our followers.
Okay. As you do that, I will remind everybody that Bates, Hewitt & Floyd is not your average local insurance agency. They provide peace of mind to protect your biggest investments. Their approach to insurance and risk, longevity in our community, and the way they treat their clients sets them apart from everybody else. They offer homeowners, auto, commercial, and benefits, and they've been doing that for definitely over 40 years.
Yep.
Possibly over 50 years.
Yes, could be.
Christy Lawrenson is St. Augustine's premier agent. She offers complimentary policy reviews and has a deep understanding of insurance and what is needed here to be properly insured in St. Augustine. Give them a call, 904-794-5455, and schedule your appointment. Let them make sure there's no flaws in your insurance coverage at the very least. And, of course, our friends at B&S Signs, a locally owned and operated full-service sign business, now in their third generation of family ownership. Since 1967, they've been providing businesses and organizations in St. Johns County and surrounding counties with quality signage from your business card to storefront signage and beyond. B&S Signs is equipped to serve you. They're a full-service shop offering design, permitting, fabrication, installation, and maintenance. And they're currently looking to grow their team out there as well. So give them a call if you want a great career. Or just email lee@bnssigns.com. You can also drop by in person, 2764 South Collins Avenue, right there off State Road 16. What do you like in there, Troy?
All right, so Wawa was $3.59, Costco was $3.29. It went up 10 cents yesterday. And I think Bobby said he leaves undies in the Uber when he goes. I don't know if
Bobby,
I read,
what are you
I don't
doing?
Know if I read that
what
right.
Are you doing?
I think he was
Bobby?
Guessing, but to me, I'm reading it as Bobby leaving undies.
Okay,
I don't think Bobby's ever taken an Uber before.
Yeah. You might not have that app. Black Dog, I guess. Clay says that's a Zeppelin song also.
So, all right.
As of last night.
Taylor Swift fans are excited. Mm-hmm. And Joy Andrews responded. Some of the of our group got there last night. She was in the group that made it there last night.
Great.
So it's not, there's people there in case our other people don't make it in time.
Whoever
so.
Thought of that was smart. That was great.
So awesome.
Yeah. So I'm sure there was other lobbying to be done before the actual presentation. So yeah. Just
that's good.
Great luck and stay safe to that crew that's out there.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, what you got for Stornham Stat, man?
All right, and I apologize because it's been a dark week with the Stornham Stat.
Oh, are you going to change that today?
No. Oh, no.
Golly.
Because today is a dark history day in the U.S., and it's a dark history day because of two events, not just one event. The first event happened in Waco in 1993, and this was the Branch Davidians and David Koresh's group, where they were held up for 51 days. Today's the day the FBI is like, all right, we can't take it anymore, and they went in and
killed everybody.
Tear gas. See, that's the conspiracy that the media likes to throw out there. You know, David Koresh was married to multiple women, but the women's ages were ranged from like 12 to 18. All right. This guy was a horrible human being. And he.
Did they die in this thing?
Huh?
Did they die too in this thing?
Koresh?
The
kids
the
died.
Wives?
Yeah, and he didn't. Yes, and he didn't let him. He wouldn't let him loose. Over 15 FBIs got injured, and four lost their lives on the FBI side. 80 people died in that one. As a result of that, and in 2 years later is when the Oklahoma City bombing took place on this exact same day, and that was Timothy McVeigh, and he was rebelling. Or the Branch Davidians. And in that bombing, there was also 19 children that died in that bombing because there was a child care at the bottom floor of the Oklahoma City federal building. So it's a really, as far as terrorism goes of U.S. citizens and on U.S. citizens, it's probably our worst day. You know, 9/11 was terrorists from outside the U.S. This was terrorists with inside the U.S. So, but people don't really realize that happened on the same day. So, sorry it was so dark, but it's a part of our history. Be appreciative and hug your babies.
Thanks for ending the week off like that.
Yeah.
If you want to cheer up after that Stoinem stat, go to St. Augie's Pizza.
Augie was watching today.
So yeah, that'll
hopefully
do
hopefully you're still out there, Augie. Love you, man.
You got to check them out. You'll probably see one of us in there. Yep. They are right in between Riberia and ML King. Great way to cheer up
mm-hmm.
after Troy lets you down.
It's our history, man. We got to learn our history so we don't repeat
it. Lots of other history on this.
Yeah. So.
All right, man. Plugs, guys.
Just Billy Strings this weekend. Know it's happening. Know the traffic over there next to the amphitheater is going to be what it's going to be. Pay attention to it.
Okay, Davey.
All right, Sweatfest 90-minute spin challenge. I got one bike open left, so if anybody wants to come out there and get a good challenge in for the weekend, let me know, boo.
What time is that?
5:30 p.m.
Oh, I'm busy.
Oh.
Clay.
Just like Davey mentioned, the Uwe Strings Billy Strings after party. So check that out. I posted a link in the comments to the page.
And I'll say go to Eventbrite and get those Forever Quiet tickets. And have fun out there with us. Cool. All right, everybody. Have a great rest of your day. Davey and I will see you at 3.
Bye-bye.